BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Michael's been on from Bedford, saying, any Christmas music today? Kind of abandoned the Christmas music recently, haven't we? Last one I played was Pogues. I am in the mood for Christmas today, though. Because the cups are on in that certain coffee shop, and that makes me very excited.
And we had a Christmas lunch today, me and Chris.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where's my invite, please? Okay, good. What did you have?
I couldn't think of a lie fast enough, could you, Chris?
No.
What, did you have turkey and all that?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, it was
right.
Lush.
Wow. Okay, good. I'm feeling a bit of Shaky today. Shaking Stevens, the Christmas song. I wouldn't normally just play Shaken Stevens randomly. It would
Which
have to be the
that?
Christmas one.
Which one does he do?
Merry Christmas, everybody one.
Oh, yeah. It's Snow is falling.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Nick Curtis has been on, and he has just been told that he sounds and talks just like me and wants to know if this is a bad thing. I don't necessarily think so. Do you remember yesterday someone texted in saying a few years ago they pretended to be me in a club and they did a wicked impression of me, but we couldn't actually get hold of them to hear the impression. Can I just ask, right, talking about sounding and like me, do either of you do an impression of me that I don't know about? Do you?
No.
Really?
Give it a go. Try it.
Yeah. Well, actually, do your impression of Becky that you do.
Okay, I know what you're doing here.
Go on.
You've told me this trick before.
Go on, do it.
And this is meant to make you really paranoid that
right.
I do impressions
do impression
of you
of Becky.
Behind your back.
Go on.
Right. Go on then, do it.
Well, I don't do an...
Well,
you know what
it.
You're doing here, Scott.
This well, no, I want to hear it now.
I don't do an impression
But try and do one.
This is my favourite.
Try and do one.
In a minute, he's going to say to you, oh, look, you're turning red, because that's his other joke as well.
Why have you gone red?
Well, I haven't. I just want to hear his impression.
Go on then, do it.
Don't
do your impression of Becky.
Don't do this.
If you do your impression of me, I'll do my impression of Scott.
Let's hear that first.
Okay. Well, it's Radio 1 and I'm Scott Mills and coming up next it's...
What's that? What is that?
That's your voice.
Go on, then, I'll give Becky a go.
Go.
do this, do that. Health and safety.
What is that? Is that because you're a fire warden? He doesn't actually do an impression of you. I'm just in a bit of a stirry mood. Well, that was particularly
good.
That was
a good one.
I really enjoyed that, yeah. A bit more?
Do this, do that, health and safety.
Anything else?
Oh, you're right.
You done for now, yeah?
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I really enjoyed the joy that Go On Pigs brings to Chris's face.
Go on, pigs.
Look at him. Actually sobbing. The full clip of that on our innuendo bingo from the other day, a perfectly innocent clip from The Archers, which got a lot of people... hashtagging it. Go on, pigs.
Go on, pigs.
It's on the it's on the free download from bbc.co.uk/radio1. PR4L coming up with Dear Scott.
Oh, you know what I forgot to put on our download, which I might have to put on tomorrow's one, even though it was on yesterday's show, was our amazing handover chat with Zane.
That was really weird last night.
We properly freaked him out by using the voice changer, and I don't think he realised what was going on for about 5 minutes.
Really freaked him out. Actually, that is worth putting on tomorrow. It's one of our finest handovers, I think.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Tonight on Animal Hospital. Will the rhino recover? Discovery, 9 p.m. Animal Hospital.
Who's Will the Rhino?
Who's Will the Rhino? Check you out, Peter Serafinowicz. What's up? How you doing?
All right, thanks.
Oh gosh.
No. You all right?
Hang on. Hold up.
What?
Yeah. I'm good. What's going on?
What are you doing?
I don't know. What are you doing?
What is going on?
Well, I had a good day today. I'm out. Listen to some music. Talk to some musicians. What did you do?
Radio 1.
What is he doing?
I don't know.
Why is he talking so weird?
I don't know.
Zane, are you alright?
Hey, do me a favour. Say the word. say the word.
Do it.
What?
Say it.
Lanolin. This is one of my favourite ones ever.
This is my favourite. We thought we'd liven it up a bit.
Yeah. You know what, actually? Show's all yours.
Oh, no. Oh, that's it.
I want that setting.
I'll show you how to do it.
Can you show me how to do it?
Yes. It'll pop through. I'll come through.
This sounds awesome. this will be the opportunity for the one that doesn't speak to actually say something. No one would even know what he sounds like.
This is award winning.
Don't even know we're still here.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I'm on board. Are you?
Say,
I'm on board.
Say the word. Say the word.
Lovely.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Ah, Dappy. Fond memories of the Fun and Filth Cabaret in Edinburgh, where he was one of our special guests, and nicked my T-shirt, which I still haven't got back. So if anyone sees Dappy, could you possibly tell him to give back the black T-shirt to Scott Mills immediately that he borrowed? Because, well, I do want it back.
But you've got his one.
Well, you say that. It was really sweaty, so I binned it.
Well, that's probably what he said about yours.
Well, no, it wasn't as much. I just lent him my shirt, I just want it back.
We've only got your word for that, though.
Right, well...
You can't say that about Dappy and then not get him on to defend
himself.
In the
eyes of the law, I would be right. That was...
What? What is that?
I don't know.
That is rubbish. I'd love it if you worked on, like, Panorama or something, and then you just come on at the end and go...
I'm right.
Well, I'm right.
That was Dappy and No Regrets on BBC Radio 1.
And that's how Scott sees it.
Okay, it's time for a bit of Dear Scott. More on this later.
Dear Scott, I live in Abu Dhabi, next door to Dubai. My mum listens to your Scott Mills daily podcasts every day, as we do not get your show out here. I just want to, if possible, have this read out and on one of the podcasts to surprise her. So just in case, hi mum, surprise! P.S. Could you ask my mum to buy me a brand new drum kit? Smiley.
Amazing. That's a really good idea. Write into Dear Scott and just kind of tell your mum what you want for Christmas. That I like what they've done there. That's really, really clever. Through the medium of radio.
Is it not likely as well that Santa may well be listening?
Of course. And also, you can listen to our show live in Abu Dhabi, because one of my friends lives there. You just got to go to the Radio 1 homepage. But hi, and hi to your mum. Surprise. And make sure you get that drum kit, mum, for Christmas. I like that. Anything else you want? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We've got some more Dear Scots coming a bit later, and more details on our Radio 1 movie, what we are making as well.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What's happening, Chris?
Well, I've just noticed that everyone's releasing autobiographies at the moment.
Yeah, it's that time of year, isn't it?
It's my favourite time of year.
I know, you love them, don't you?
I do, yeah. I read them so quickly. Ones that I've still got to read. Well, I've read Alan Sugar's one.
Yeah. But that's the one with the tiny fork tip.
Yeah, that's not an autobiography, but it's, you know, he's released a book for Christmas. James Corden's got one.
Has he?
Yeah. There's an Alan Partridge one.
Yeah, Rob Brydon. Everyone's doing it. I'm reading Brendan from Coach Trip at the moment.
What's that called?
Oh, I can't remember. That's going to bug me now.
My Life on the Road.
Something like that.
And you read that guy from Trawler Men.
Yeah, I read the Trawler... Yeah, that was good as well.
Did you actually buy the Brendan from Coach Trip autobiography?
I did, yes. £15.
What?
And do you know what? The only other
£15?
The only other autobiography I've read ever is Les Dennis. So I haven't got much to compare it to. And that's only because you gave it to me.
Is that... No, I didn't, did I?
You did.
Oh.
Mm. Didn't you and Laura used to give each other weird, random autobiographies?
Yeah, we did. I was a fan of the Sharon Osbourne, the first one. Mm. Also, I gave Laura Anthea Turner's one once, yeah. So, yeah.
Have you read Lorraine's?
All the greats. I haven't read Lorraine's, actually.
No, I quite like
quite
to
good.
Read that, yeah.
Well, it's got me thinking that just everyone's releasing an autobiography.
Yeah.
Perhaps I should.
Oh, God. Well, why not? I mean, to be honest, if Brendan off Coach Trip's got one...
But I've got...
He's a lot older.
Yeah, what have you actually done?
All right, but then JLS, Justin Bieber, they've all got autobiographies out. One Direction, haven't... I'm sure they had a book coming out at one point.
I can tell you, they have three books coming out.
Right, well, I've got more life experience than them.
That's probably true. So, have you been trying this?
So, today, I started writing my autobiography.
Oh, I can't wait. What's it called?
24 Years at the Tap End.
Of course, as we suggested the other day.
Are we going to get a credit for that?
Yes, I've been working on a paragraph all about you, Becky.
Tell us why it's called 24 Years at the Tap End, just to remind us.
24 Years at the Tap End, it's because last week I was having a bath and I suddenly realised that my whole life I've been lying tap end, my head against the taps, and it's much comfier to do it the other way round.
But you only just realised this when we pointed it out.
So 24 years at the tap end, that's the name of my autobiography, and I've started writing it.
Oh, okay. Can we hear some of this, or...?
If you like.
Yeah. Hang on, let me just find some music. Hang on. Do you want kind of quite nice kind of mood music, yeah?
Should I just do excerpt? How do you say it?
Excerpts.
That's a weird word,
go
isn't
on.
It?
I don't think you pronounce the P, do you?
No. Excerpts.
Shall I read you excerpts?
I'd like that very much. I found some music for you now.
I prefer an excerpt.
For the first time ever, here is an exclusive reading of Chris Stark's autobiography, 24 Years at the Tap End. Here it is.
My first 8 years at the tap end. I don't really remember the first 4 years at the tap end. My life at that point was largely uneventful. Born in London suburbia, first child of a teacher and a loss adjuster. I, Christopher Francis Alfred Jefferson Stark, entered the world to the surroundings of Northwick Park Hospital on March the 12th.
Hang on a second. They aren't all your names.
No, they're not.
No. I've seen your passport.
But I thought it added gravitas and made it more dramatic.
Right, you are Francis, that's in the middle.
Yeah.
But all the rest made up.
No, but no one would have known that if they were reading it.
Okay.
It adds drama.
Sorry, carry on.
I was meant to be called Porrick, but for one reason or another...
What?
That's what my parents... You can't keep interrupting this.
Well, no, you can't just say I was meant to be called Porrick and then just shrug it off.
My parents have always said that I was originally down to be Porrick and then a last-minute change of mind.
Thank God.
Well,
is that a character from a film?
Porrick Stark? I don't know. Why were they going to call you Porrick? Where is that from?
I don't know. It's just something that they've said. This is my autobiography. You're going to learn a lot about me here.
I was going to be, if I was a girl, Tracy.
You would make a Tracy. I can see that.
Thank you.
I was meant
to... I'll take that as a compliment. Carry on.
These were the years of my life where the bath was bigger than me. First few years of my life were a right laugh, but it was also an education. I learned how to speak English, developed an early fascination with birds and planes, and met my first love, football. I largely modelled myself on the Red Power Ranger and would morph regularly, unannounced. I also in this time believed that I was a Ghostbuster, wearing full uniform and proton pack. I ran the school playground under these two guises. But the life of a power-ranging Ghostbuster wasn't always easy. My earliest heartbreak came the day I missed out on a Cub Scout trip to Legoland because of chickenpox. I, to this day, look forward to the day I can pass my Legoland driving licence. So that's just like a short...
That's
from
really
the
nice.
First
quite touching,
chapter,
yeah.
My first 8 years at the tap end.
Is there anything...
8 years, just that bit?
Well, a part. I can't read the whole book now, can I?
Oh, there is more in the first 8 years.
There'll be more, yeah. There'll
oh,
be
right,
more.
I was
going to
say, if
this.
It goes that quick, it's going to be less than a chapter.
Okay, well, read on. What have we got now?
My 15th year at the tap end.
Okay.
My 15th year at the tap end. I call these years the baseball cap years. Why, you ask?
Why?
Because I always wore a baseball cap. That's as far as I've got with that one.
Oh. Is that it?
Yeah. If you skip now to the 19th year at the tap end.
Okay.
The 19th year at the tap end.
Thank you. My 19th year at the tap end.
I just said that.
All right. So I didn't get the right grades to go to Leeds Uni, but managed to blag a place at Southampton. It was a great result. I call these years the in-betweeners years. Still at the tap end, me and the boys set off for Malia for our first lads' holiday.
Oh, this is going to be good.
It was the morning of our departure. The lads were in a taxi on the way to mine. I pulled on my shirt, the England flag on the sleeve, the nickname on the back. On the front, proudly displayed, the lads, 2005.
And what was the nickname on the back of your shirt?
It was just Starkey. It was nothing creative.
Oh.
Bit of a boring one.
Hmm.
Choi Boy's older brother had told us amazing stories.
Choi Boy?
Choi Boy is my mate.
Choi Boy?
Choi Boy's older brother had told us amazing stories.
Who's Choi Boy?
You can't just, like, throw in a character. You've got to give a bit of build-up.
Choi Boy
like...
is Chinese Dave. My mate Chinese Dave. We also call him Choi Boy.
Why?
He's called Dave Choi.
Oh, is he Chinese?
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
cool.
Malaysian.
Okay.
done.
Okay. Yes?
Sorry. Choi Boy's older brother had told us amazing stories about there being 10 girls to every guy, and that everything a guy would want and need was on this island of desires. The horn of a taxi blared. I was out the door and on a plane from Gatwick Airport to Malia. Our coach pulled up to our hotel. We dumped bags and gathered in the lobby. 5 minutes later, we were walking down the main road towards Malia town centre.
Wow.
Suddenly, in the distance, a load of lights. The soft, dull thud of music could be heard, increasing in volume as we got closer. My heart skipped a beat. We were near. This was it. No words were needed.
Are you approaching this strip in Malia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As we rounded the corner, there it was. The lads had arrived. We stood there, looking left to right. It was exactly as Choi Boy's brother had described.
Are you outside Lineker's?
No, we're just at the entrance, you know, right down by the kebab shop.
Yeah, I know you mean.
Girls started walking towards us, grabbing us and pulling us into the clubs. They loved our shirts. We obliged. It was exactly as others before us had said it would be like. They ushered us into the bar, took our money, and then swiftly turned around and left us. It was a valuable lesson.
That does happen.
Don't listen to Choi Boy's brother.
Good.
That's that chapter.
Really good. More in a minute. The Scott Mills Daily. Hi, Rosie.
Hi there.
You in Bristol?
That's right, yeah.
What are you saying about the book?
Oh, it sounds fantastic. I really want to get a copy.
Yeah, well, yeah, plans are in place.
Excellent. Can I get it signed as well?
Yeah. Do you want a signed autobiography? I'm sure that will not be a
Definitely.
Problem.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay, you can hear a bit more in a minute. All right.
Okay, brilliant. I look forward to it.
Love you, bye.
Love you too, bye. The Scott Mills
Daily. Chris has decided here that he's going to do an autobiography, why not? Now, if you are enjoying this, when's the book out, Chris?
Whenever some publisher hears it and hopefully commissions it. And
yeah, I'm sure the emails will flood in. Is there anything about us in it?
Well, it is my autobiography, so I think it's only right that I do talk about you two in it.
I don't know about you, but like whenever I'm in an autobiography of my friends, I do want to know what they're saying about me, do you know what I mean?
No, I don't think any of my friends have ever written an autobiography, but that's how it is for you. What I like is that you don't read them, like you made me read Joe Wiley's one for you and then post it the pages where you were referenced.
Don't say that!
Why?
Because she thinks I've read it.
Yeah, well, you've read the bits about you.
You idiot.
Obviously, it's
I thought it was a brilliant book, but you've read only 2 pages.
Brilliant. Well, that's really helped me, hasn't it, today? Thanks.
My autobiography isn't complete just yet. There's obviously lots of stories with me and you, Scott, from Nights Out and things like that.
I need to proofread this first, I think.
If I skip to the 22nd year of my time at the Tap End, I've written a bit about Becky, though.
Sure thing.
My 22nd year at the Tap End... The first time I met Becky was on a night out with Scott. She was working on another show, but desperate to impress.
Hey? Impress who?
Hang on. I bought her a drink and a shot. I was a gentleman, but she politely refused.
You're doing shots?
I found this quirky.
I think there may be an element of, what's the word? Where you make stuff up just to make it sound good.
Artistic license.
Yeah.
Becky doesn't do shots. She's not that kind of girl.
She refuses him.
Yeah.
Conversation was forced and insincere. She seemed nervous around me, so I did the best I could to put her at ease. I offered her another shot. The second most prominent thing that struck me about Becky was the size of her heart. She had a massive heart and reasonably sized boobs. She was a complicated character. That's as far as I've got.
Yeah. If only you'd had those couple of Jager bombs. Things might have been different.
I don't remember that night at all.
No. It's because of the shots.
Are you sure you didn't make that up to get to spark interest?
Well, if anyone is interested in hearing more about this book, I need a publisher. I'm well up for writing some more chapters if people want to hear it. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. And now it's time for the posh Radio 4 lady to read out the stuff that you have been emailing us this week. Thanks for these, by the way.
Dear Scott and Chris, hello there. My name is Jake Smith, and I'm a massive fan of The Scott Mills Show. I have been a fan since 2007, and I listen mostly to the podcasts at night. I wanted to write to you, Scott, but I couldn't find your address anywhere. Recently, I got a reply from Matt Edmondson, and on the top was the BBC Radio 1 address. Could I please have an autograph from the both of you? Chris, you are brilliant and really funny. Scott, you are really cool and funny as well. Thanks, guys. Your biggest fan, Jake Smith, aged 13 and a half and a month. Smiley.
Oh, thanks, Jake, for your letter. And I saw that letter, actually, on the desk upstairs. And I actually sent a message to Chris going, hey, Chris, you've got some fan mail. And I think he still thinks this is a wind-up.
Yes, but hearing that, it's quite obviously for Moyles, isn't it?
No, it was because the envelope said Scott Mills and Chris Stark.
Yeah.
Because I thought you'd written it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it wasn't me, no.
We thought you'd, like, used your other hand.
All right, yeah. Here we go.
But no, that's a real letter. Thank you very much, Jake. So, yes, we will definitely sign something for you. No mention of Becky there at all, I notice. Not a sausage. Nothing.
No, or the one that doesn't speak.
No, sounds about that.
We'll just go now, then.
Next!
Dear Scott, Becky, regular Chris Smith off of Newsbeat, if he's around, the one that doesn't speak, and, of course, the posh Radio 4 lady. It's only Tuesday. Am I allowed to send this yet?
Yes.
Oh, well. Smiley.
No, yeah, we like Dear Scott's as soon as possible.
Why is he calling Chris regular Chris?
Regular
Does he
Chris?
Know something we don't know?
I think it's to differentiate between the one off the news.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was something else entirely.
No.
You know, like when your nan asks you.
Regular Chris?
No, not are you regular... Not are you...
Regular Chris?
Yeah.
Next.
This movie thing that you guys are doing... I want in. I may not be able to auto-tune Lady Gaga's Enjoy the Boob clip. I'm only half decent at miming songs, and I probably suck at all the other things that you've suggested we sign up for during the week. But I have a secret talent. I am amazing at jazz hands. I can be all jazz handy when it comes to the start or the end or even the climax of this film. It will be the highlight, I guarantee it. That's how people will tell their friends about the movie when they've forgotten the title. I mean, think about movies like The Matrix. Here's an example. Oh, hey, Scott. How's it going? Not bad, Chris. Not bad. What's occurring? Well, I was watching this DVD last night and I meant to recommend it to you, but for the life of me, I can't remember the name. All right, calm down. I might be able to help me if you tell me what happens in the film. Any memorable bits? Well... there's this guy who walks around in this black and white suit saying Mr. Anderson quite a lot. Do you mean The Matrix, Chris? That's the one. The film you're making will be exactly the same, except you'll hear people talking about the epic jazz hands guy who appears in the film every now and then. It will be so recognisable, you'll smash the box office in a week. Scout's honour. Anyway, I really wanted to say that you guys are the best remedy for boredom too. Especially Becky. She's well fit. Tongue sticking out, smiley. Don't forget, call me up about jazz handing. Ciao for now, Jacob.
Thank you, Jacob. We'll certainly bear that in mind. There are lots of different ways you can help to make our movie. And I think we do need some jazz hands action. Absolutely. Why not? Why not? So this is... should we do this? Today, if you're any good at jazz hands, get in touch.
What do you need? Just a video of jazz handing?
Yes, please. So just your best jazz hands on a video. Send it to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. That can be how you can help us today. Just your best... ta-da! Jazz hands.
Do we need to explain it any more than that?
No. Just do some jazz hands.
Is it
video
in the
it.
Wrist or in the arms?
It's all in the wrist, actually.
If you've got bingo wings, wear a long sleeve top because it's not very.
Girl advice. Scott.
The one that doesn't speak's going no vest top. Just go for it. If you've got bingo wings, just go for it.
Let it all out there. Scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I want some people like Jacob who want to be in the film which we're making and can do really good jazz hands. That's just how you can help us today. Or the drama students will be on. And while I'm emailing you with my jazz hands, I thought I'd also sing you a song as well. No, I'm all right, thanks. Next.
Dear Scott, B-Hux, T-O-T-D-S, Chris, P-R-4-L, and S-T-D. I was just listening to the podcast, if we're still allowed to call it a podcast. You know, because the jingle at the start has changed to free download.
Well noticed.
And heard you mention clapping at the end of a flight. I work in a call centre for a well-known phone company. Every so often, from one of the other areas, you hear clapping. I presume this is because one of the people has done their job. I mean, I don't start clapping when I take payment correctly. Bin men don't get a clap when they empty a bin properly. I want recognition for doing my job correctly. I'm with you for clapping at the end of the show. From now on, at the end of my shift, I will start clapping. John, off of Doncaster. 18 and 362 days. If this is read out, I will be 19 in 3 days.
Happy birthday! I am all for having a bit of a clap at the end of something.
That is so true about call centres, though. When I worked on a certain fabric conditioner's care line, it was all about the clapping.
Really?
Yeah.
So how would it go? Like, what would happen?
I was just based in, like, the customer service bit, so we didn't really get any claps.
Right.
But I think it's more to do with people who, like, sell stuff, so they were when they hit their targets and their commissions, it's all like woo woo.
Oh yeah, high five.
And they're all like always having like weird things, kind of decorations and balloons and stuff up if someone had done well. And
oh right, okay.
There was me just sending off like pound vouchers if the lid of someone's cleaner had broken.
Oh, and did you, all you wanted was a clap?
Yeah.
And you never got one?
No.
There is a radio show, as you mentioned before, that's on around about this time, that they just clap everything.
They clap in and out of everything they say, don't they?
Yeah.
So they'll be like, that was a brilliant disc.
That was really good.
Yeah!
Woo! Yeah! High five to us.
Yeah!
Five, give me five.
Woo!
Yeah! Slap me. High five! Ow.
Yeah!
Woo! And that was Dear Scott.
Woo!
Yeah. I like it, see? It really's working. I like it.
It always goes on a bit too long as well, doesn't it?
Like this.
Record of the week.
Oh, yeah!
Back in the day when my grass didn't grow and I was indestructible.
Yeah.
I get all the things that make your mom start.
Five!
Yeah!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yeah! Hell yeah. Yeah! Woo!
Yeah.
That was, I think this needs to stop now. That was Stooshy. And Betty Was Gone, which is my record of the week this week. Sassy girls from South London. It's 5:33 with Scott. So that is how you can be in our Radio 1 movie today. As we've just said, I need people who can do good jazz hands. So far, we've asked for your help with auto-tuning Lady Gaga's clip of Enjoy the Boob. We wanted people that could mime, and loads of you got in touch for the film. We also, yesterday, wanted photos of you blowing out candles on a birthday cake and telling us what your wish is. We've got loads of those as well, thank you. Today is where you can help and possibly be in this Radio 1 movie that we're making in 4 weeks. Is send me an email with a video on it if you are any good at jazz hands. Obviously, you're going to have to probably get a friend or a member of your family to help you with this, because otherwise it's going to be like, how can you... can't just do one jazz hand, it needs to be two. One jazz hand is just weird. So get someone else to film you, and then send it to me. Best way to get it to me is to upload it and then send it on one of those sending sites. What's that one called where you send it? Can't remember. Anyway, whatever. So that's how you do it. Send it to me on my email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Just put the link on there. If you are any good at jazz hands, send me a video. And you could be in our Radio 1 movie. And people will come up to you on the street eventually and go, you're the one of that. You're on that movie, yeah. Oh, go on, do your jazz hands. A bit like when people go up to Victor Meldrew and go, I don't believe it. And he loves that. People will be doing that to you in the street. Jazz hand, do your jazz hands. So get involved. We have to make this film by the start of December. So send me an email and you might be in it.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Thursdays are the day where you get to have your say on the show. If you want to be on, read out by the posh Radio 4 lady, who is a legend, send an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk like this person has.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris and PR4L, first off, hi.
Hi.
The second thing is, could you tell me if I can watch the fun and filth thing you did in Scotland somewhere online, like YouTube or something? Smiley.
Oh, that's it. Yes, you can still watch all the fun and filth cabaret stuff. All the videos are still on the Radio 1 homepage, so you can relive lots of fun that we had in Edinburgh at the festival. Just go to the Radio 1 homepage. If you go to my pages and then click on Edinburgh, and a feast of videos do await you.
And then the last question is Becky turning on any Christmas lights this year? And if she isn't booked, would she like to turn on our Christmas tree lights for us? Thanks, love you. From Emily in Norfolk, 25 and 11 months, 5 foot and 7 inches tall. Favourite colour is pink. Smiley. XXX.
Good detail, thank you. Are you up for going around anyone's house to turn on the lights since you've been rudely snubbed by Bridgewater Carnival this year?
Well, I have to say, offers haven't exactly been flooding in.
Right.
I'm going to North Petherton Carnival on Saturday, but that's just for my own pleasure. Right. They haven't asked me to do anything.
Could you not turn the lights on when you're there?
In my aunt's house.
Oh,
just,
right.
Just, like, go in and just, like, yeah.
On.
Yeah.
But they haven't asked you to
I could
appear.
Do a light show from there, I guess. It's on the route.
Do you feel a bit annoyed that, as a local celeb, you've not been asked to appear?
No, they asked the hairdresser, didn't they?
Oh,
off,
yeah.
X Factor. See, he's more famous.
Is he doing it? He can't do it. He'll be at X Factor on Saturday.
Take time off.
Yeah.
He's the head hairdresser, do you remember?
Yeah, Jamie.
So he can get other people to do the hair on X Factor. Do you want to go and do the light switch on?
Yeah. You've been snubbed.
Yeah, no, Becky is now not the most famous person from her village anymore. It's the bloke who's the head hairdresser on X Factor, which is my actual favourite.
So I'm happy to turn on people's lights if they want.
Cool, OK, well, we'll be in touch.
I'll do maybe. It for a mince pie.
OK, next.
Dear Scott, after your discussion on nursery rhymes a few weeks ago, we had a go at writing one about you. The Year 1/2 class, known as Turtles, at Neville's Cross Primary School, have sung this nursery rhyme especially for you. We recorded it in their music lesson this morning and hope that you like it. Wendy Hammond.
Thank you so much, all the people at that school. We're going to hear it now. This is the cutest thing. Oh, that's so cool. Thank you very much. We were talking about nursery rhymes a few weeks back, weren't we, and saying that if you have a nursery rhyme written about you, you basically are on forever.
I think that's the one. I thought that was amazing.
That's really good. Thanks, guys. I could be the new Humpty Dumpty.
Well, no, that's better than that. Because I've said to, it's better to be remembered for nothing than to be remembered as an egg.
That is
true. Because Humpty Dumpty wasn't actually an egg, was he?
No, as
we went through all these old nursery rhymes trying to work out who was the original person that they were written about. Mm. Turns out hardly any of them are about the person. And if it was about you, you've turned into an egg.
Absolutely. Do we know what the words to that are?
The mill on the hill.
Yes.
I can't remember at all.
I just thought it sounded cute. I wasn't really listening to the words. Okay.
Belongs to Scott. Radio.
Huh? Oh, music surrounds and
laughter abounds.
And happiness follows thereafter.
That's really good.
Really good.
Really good. Thank you once again. Next.
Dear Scott, read Alan Sugar's Small Fork.
Okay, good.
This is one of my favourite emails and I haven't even heard it yet.
This is us a while ago now talking about Sir Alan Sugar when we were doing the Chris Moyle show, and his book in which he delivers an amazing tip to keep thin, as Lord Sugar is, he just uses a tiny fork to eat things, therefore not eating as much because it becomes a bit tiresome when you're using a really tiny fork.
And he takes these forks to restaurants so that he doesn't mess up his diet.
Despite Lord Shug claiming the tiny fork being the solution to a smaller waistline, I'm sorry to say he's been scientifically proven incorrect.
Oh.
Refer to page 136 of this month's December edition Men's Health magazine. Other male vanity magazines are available. It clearly states that research has found the opposite is true, and a giant fork is the way to go. Having now been gazumped by science, I look forward to seeing Mr. Lord eating humble pie with a garden fork. Love you all. Paul from Hertfordshire.
Nice one, Paul. That is good knowledge. So what you have to do is get a massive fork, and that really works. Can we pass this on to Lord Sugar? We'll get Chris Moyles to do it. They're like friends and stuff. You need
how
a massive fork there,
though?
Alan.
Like, how big's big? Right. Like a little one or like a full-size
like a
body
shovel.
Height one?
Yeah, that's what you need, I think.
You're going to look ridiculous in a restaurant with that.
Well, no more ridiculous you look with a small one. Anything else you want to say to us? This is the place to do it.
Size isn't everything, Scott.
Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Get in touch with us. You could be on Dear Scott next week.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.